Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Bears continue to get ready for the Vikings on Sunday. Today, John Fox met the media at Hallis Hall and discussed what the offense worked on during the bye week.
It was important to get guys like Alshon and Eddie Royal back into the mix. So that's one area. You know, we just have a lot of different areas to improve at, and even off of that game, things to improve on. So I think the longer we're with the players are with us, you know, we have a better understanding of each other, and hopefully that'll improve moving forward.
Noon kick on Sunday as the Bears try to make it 3-4 on the season. World Series Game 2 tonight. The Royals take on the Mets in that one. Kansas City leading that best-of-seven series 1-0 after their 14-inning win yesterday. Johnny Cueto, Jacob DeGrom in the pitching matchup at Kauffman Stadium. Last night's Game 1 did see a 31% rise in ratings versus the number one game one of the 2014 series. Bulls look to start the year 2-0 tonight. They're in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. It was earlier today that Derrick Rose's rape accuser says that she wants over $20 million from the Bulls guard. Blackhawks off today. They'll be in Winnipeg tomorrow night. College football, former NIU coach and Southern Illinois football coach Jerry Kill retires from the University of Minnesota. Kill suffered two seizures earlier this week. NFL, Dez Bryant returned to the practice field today for the Cowboys. And Carlos Boozer was on the show highly questionable today. You may remember February of 2012, Boozer played with what appeared to be shoe polish on his head when he was still a Bull. Today, Boozer says that was an attempt to cover up the fact he was going bald, an attempt that went horribly wrong. Car.com's service and repair feature lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the Star is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
I'm looking forward to a different movie. The outcome might be the same, but the Bulls movie is going to be different this year.
I mean, it's very possible, like we talked about yesterday, maybe the entire outcome's the same. Maybe it's the same win total, maybe the mailings are the same. I just think it's going to be a lot more comfortable getting there for this team, and a lot more comfortable on guys who we'll see if Fred does this, if he doesn't play every game like it's a seventh game of the NBA Finals.
He won't.
I don't think he will either. So, I mean, yeah, I think it'll be a delight.
LeBron, the try by Gasol, and a six-block shot. Chicago wins.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Joe Cowley.
Thibodeau's offense was unfairly judged at times. I think he had to pull the reins and slow things down so much because that was the personnel, and that's what it dictated. And life without Derrick Rose involved being more of a hands-on coach with the offense. So this is definitely going to be different. The problem is losing to the Cavs in the playoffs 85-82 in Game 6, any different than losing 112-108 in Game 6 this year. And, you know, my fear is that's what it is. It's going to be a little more high scoring, but kind of same result with almost the same guys. And I think the Cavs, actually, if they stay healthy, can be a machine in the East.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
Hey, you!
Dan Bernstein.
It's like the passion of an Italian dinner.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we love the passion of an Italian dinner. You kidding me, Boers and Bernstein? Come on. Get on out of here, Jim Tom Sula.
Yeah, we asked for your thoughts, if you have them, if you're interested in expressing them regarding the Bulls last night. So that's all good. But that Carlos Boozer story, I remember that. And I remember thinking, what the
what's on your head?
What is he doing? Yep. What is that?
Yep.
So here's what he said. This is via the USA Today site for the win. Here's his quote. They came out with this, it's like a hair dye, whatever, for men, called Biggin. It's B-I-G-E-N. I had one guy who was like, yo, have you ever thought about growing your hair out? And I said, yeah, I was thinking about it until I saw some of these bald spots on my head, so I just cut my hair off. So he was telling me I could grow my hair out, cover it up a little bit, and make it look like I had a regular haircut. So I tried it, and he made me look like shoe polish up there. This is like 5 years later, and I'm still hearing about it. I tried to shampoo that thing 7 or 8 times. Man, listen, I went in the mirror. You get a cut, you're thinking you look all right, right? So I go to the mirror, and I think I'm going to look fresh. And then I go to practice, right? It happened at night, so I go to the shoot-around the next day, and all my teammates are like, Booze, what did you do? Yeah, it ended up being a bit of a social media meme, too, with him being compared to various children's toys, etc. But he painted his head. But you know what? Brother's going to do it, too. And hey, if Ernie...
He's one of those guys, too, that really cares about his what he looks, man. He is one of those dudes posing, and yep, he cares.
Yep.
It's important to him.
Southside, this is John on The Score. Hello, John.
What's going on, fellas? Listen, quick question. And it's funny you bring up Boozer. How different outside of a three-point shot is Nico going to be to Boozer? Boozer played 3 quarters. Nico played 3 quarters. Is it just that one of them look a lot more sexier than the other? Because I really don't see Nico playing the fourth quarter. Secondly, listen, I get it. It's the first game. We got a lot of basketball to play. Gasol is someplace praying and thanking the good master that he blocked the shot last night because he was just god-awful. Anderson Varejao was having this way. But what do you all really think? Is Nico going to be the second version of Boozer just playing 3 quarters? I ain't got to listen.
It's too early to tell, I think, would be the...
Yeah, John, it's we'll see what develops. We'll see how he progresses. I mean, because remember when he had that great, what was that, great March, and then they sort of, you know, in the playoffs, he was really kind of, for the most part, a non-factor. I think that they changed the way they did it, and I don't know what happened last night. He got away a little bit. We'll see. I mean, adjustments will come. I mean, I don't know if he'll be a fourth quarter player. I don't know. I mean, eventually he'll have a fourth quarter team. I don't know who it'll be, but you'll see. You'll know it when you see it.
I think he's figuring it out.
Yeah.
That there's nothing needs to be set in stone at the moment. And what I do know, everybody's going to get a fair shot. Correct. Or is already getting a fair shot. And that's the good news, is that he's not coming in with preconceived judgments, that you've got these fresh eyes on guys right now. And I think that's just an entirely a good thing. You needed it. They knew they needed it. They knew that they needed an opportunity for guys to reestablish themselves, to earn perhaps a different kind of reputation with a new coach here. And I think that's all good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. All of it's a good thing. He'll find it. I mean, maybe Meritage should be part of it. Could well be part of the fourth. I don't know. I think he'll find one though. He'll find one.
A trusted fourth quarter roster.
Yeah,
but I also think that Fred's going to be flexible enough to play matchups. That even if he thinks that these are my fourth quarter guys, that he'll be able to work it so it's not inflexible in that regard. That he's not going to just force feed it and say it doesn't matter.
No, I agree.
These are the guys that I use in this situation, because that was sort of the problem for a while with Thibodeau too, especially during the playoffs when he was just making these wholesale substitutions of groups where you could have coached the team with a computer, knowing exactly what he was going to do and when he was going to do it, and the adjustments happened ahead of time. It was too easy to figure out what was going on because those were just his guys in those situations. Yep. So, you know, the real answer, the only good answer is we'll see. And so far, Fred gets the benefit of the doubt for at least
one night.
And it looked like he was, as far as coaching goes, like at the end, it looked like he had some idea of what that last play was going to be.
I think he does.
That they knew a tendency, that they knew that there was something, and it looked like it was going to be the play that they ran in the playoff game last year, didn't it? Where LeBron goes to the corner.
LeBron to the corner.
But he didn't go to the corner, he peeled away.
Yep.
And the fact
stayed in the corner.
Well, I don't know if that was something that was specifically recognized or not, but hey. They knew something. I mean, it's not like they were scrambling around looking uncoached or unaware. They were aware.
Absolutely not. No.
Right?
No, they were absolutely aware. Yeah, they were. I mean, I thought they were solid last night. I did. I liked all the substitutions. I liked getting everybody involved. I thought that very. And I just like I say, maybe it's imaginary TV I'm watching.
No, I don't think it was.
Could be. I like imaginary TV.
You know, you do.
But I didn't think so. I just sensed it. I mean, watching these kids, and I just think there's a whole lot more of happy people around this team to me. But I could be wrong.
Glendale Heights. Here is Randy. He's on WSCR. Hi, Randy.
Hey, I was watching a game last night, and I was watching Aaron Brooks, and he was almost like a sandlot player.
He sucks. His game is annoying. He sucks.
So I was just, I was watching him and thinking, okay, we got a new free flow offense, and what does that turn into? Whoever gets the ball shoots. And I thought it was bad.
Well, don't use Aaron Brooks as an example of the offense being bad, because Aaron Brooks doesn't care what the offense is. He's not a particularly bright player, and he's going to do what he does, and he's going to shoot, and he's going to play one on one ball. And at some point, if Fred wants to diminish the negatives there, that'll be his call. But I've just never been a fan of Aaron Brooks' game whatsoever. No. Don't draw any sweeping conclusions from him being annoying.
Yeah, you had all the itty bitty stars that Tom made at that position. Now Aaron Brooks returns. I does nothing for me.
They wanted to upgrade there.
I know.
They didn't.
They didn't.
It's there isn't anybody who watches and says, "Oh yeah, Aaron Brooks, that's a real winner." No, there's a reason he keeps finding himself unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Forest. Here is Pete on WSCR.
Oh hey guys, just a question. What do you think? I mean, does Joakim Noah have a place in Fred Hoiberg's future offense? I mean, the second he gets the ball, it is literally painful, and with his motion, with his movement, with everybody in spacing, it completely turns back into the Tom Thibodeau offense, and everyone can sag off, clog the lane, and just completely shut it down. I understand he's an energy guy, but I didn't understand, and maybe you guys can enlighten me, I was watching the TNT guys afterwards talk about Noah and how important he is to the Bulls. Well, that was maybe to the Thibodeau Bulls. I didn't understand why they were so staunchly defending him with this new Bulls. And I'm just asking.
It's just what they do.
Yeah, it's what they do. It's just sort of habit. That's what they've always. That's been their storyline all the way through.
Yeah, we were kind of making fun of that earlier. That if
heart and soul.
I guess the point is, and the caller's point is a good one. If he matters that much in that way, then you're not that good. Because what happened was the whole Noah thing. The whole silliness started with him because they decided to become over-reliant on him. They decided that they were going to run their offense through him. And then I was like, oh, look at the passing of this big man. Yeah, he's always been a multiply skilled guy. But if he's that important, you're bad.
And as it turns out, with all that, the first team All-NBA and this and that, and they were gone.
Right, eliminated in short order.
Gone.
That's the you don't want somebody like that to be that important to you.
No.
You want somebody much better at basketball to be that important to you.
How did we do with our over-unders? Did we do okay? Well, we did over-unders the other day. Remember
those
the
are
Bulls?
Season over-unders.
Yeah. So well, no, I thought it was the game over-unders.
No, season.
Season over-unders.
Season over-unders.
I think I'm off to a good start then.
Well, you got a lot of basketball left.
I do, but I think I'm off to a good start because what I saw last night with some guys is fully what I expect most of the time.
Yeah, but those are for the season. So
yeah, but they look at you playing tonight.
No, I don't. Like you said, I don't want to look at who they're playing.
My God,
tonight.
You're going to get some. You can get some numbers against these turds. You'll get some numbers. The Eastern Conference is still loaded with some teams. There's still some teams there you can kind of have fun with, and there's others that you're going to have to struggle with because there's some teams that are getting better. I don't know if they're the Bulls level just yet. I doubt it. Getting there, closing in.
At 5 o'clock, Hub Arkish is going to take your calls on the Bears, on the NFL, and such things that excite you. Talking a little bit of basketball at the moment. And I don't know, did you stay up for the entire World Series?
I did.
Oh, I did not. It was
only midnight.
That's too late. I'm long gone by that point.
Well, I generally do anyway, and I figured I might as well have a friend. I generally do. It's only midnight. It's not like you can't look. If I last to midnight, you can't last to midnight.
I'm too tired. I'm not going to try to make myself stay up. Okay. Sleep matters too much. Ray and Gurney, you're on the score.
Yeah, guys. I was just wondering, who really do you think, from your opinion or perspective, is really going to step up and be the leader of this team now that, you know, we have this offensive team going? I just don't see who could really step up and
be that. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know what
you're... I'm not sure what you're saying. What do you mean by step up and be the leader?
Being that, you know, that focal point. You know how they went to Derrick Rose and said, you know, okay, Derrick... you know, step in like when Tom Thibodeau's defense was in.
What?
It was Derrick Rose. You know what I mean? They went to Derrick Rose and said, "Okay, you make the points." You know, they brought him in and sort of almost like a. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Like a captain, I guess you could say. Who would step up and be the captain of this team to really bring them together?
They have a coach.
Yeah, they have a coach to do that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
You know, basketball doesn't really, unless you have LeBron or somebody like that on your team.
It sounds like this stuff is all, I don't know where you're hearing any of this stuff from, of who is told to do it. You're making all this stuff up.
Yeah.
It was just coming off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know, because you're making it up.
Right.
Look, on this team, if you're going to play offense, you're going to play offense like they want, like Fred wants you to play offense, and Derek is very, very important.
Yeah, it's also very much to if you're running it properly, that shot's going to find you. It's not you necessarily finding the shot. It's not isolation plays. It's opportunistic. It's this is here for me right now. Take that shot and don't hesitate. It's like with McDermott. It's like, man, that he's out there. He's got to learn. There can be no waiting, no worrying, no am I going to get pulled out of the game, no looking over my shoulder. Shoot it, son. That's what you're here for. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, and early in the game, there was one that he caught, and everyone's looking at like, shoot it, Whitey. That's what you're in there for. Come on.
Yeah. Well, all in all, he looked better. I mean, I thought he was a little bit better, and that I agree with that. He's got to learn that. I mean, I don't know what else you're there for. You're not in there to be defensive stopper. Shoot it.
There should never be a hesitation.
Shoot it.
If you are Doug McDermott.
No.
Ever.
No.
You get enough space, you fling that thing.
And there was enough space.
Yes. And then he, you know, got a little bit of confidence going. He hit a couple and started to look good. Bors and Bernstein, you got the score.
Bears fans, up next, the Bears try to get their first division win of the season when they take on the Vikings. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Say, you know that rap about ring ceremonies where the championship team has a party to open up their year, they get their ring, the banners go up, and then they get housed? Happens almost every single year, right? It's like the players celebrate, they hype the crowd on the mic, and then they're hungover 5 minutes later. Not last night. Not with Steph Curry. Yeah, Steph was so hungover that the guy got his ring, and then he got 24 points in the first quarter. Steph's MVP was a flash in the pan, right? Yeah, right. And Golden State is just a bunch of shooters who got hot at the right time last year. No, they smashed the Pelicans and they shut down Anthony Davis last night. So don't make the mistake you made last year by not watching Golden State until they got to the finals. Hey, Steph, it is a man's game.
Man's game.
I'm Jim Rome.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Looking for some inside tips for picking your Week 8 fantasy lineup? Well, you just saw Ryan Tannehill and Lamar Miller put up some serious numbers. And if you want points, parlaying a quarterback with one of his buddies is a great way to take your lineup to the top. I'm looking at Cincinnati, the undefeated Bengals, coming off a bye. How about tag-teaming Andy Dalton and one of his guys, maybe Giovanni Bernard, for maximum value? Then you get one long touchdown, it serves you in both ways. St. Louis will dominate a weak San Francisco defense, and no matter what Todd Gurley costs, he might be worth playing. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200. It's the most fun way to play that I know. FanDuel.com.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're late.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes. Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
I'm doing great. You are a big Bulls fan.
I'm a big Bulls fan.
A big summer of change with this team now with the new offense.
But I think it's very promising. I think you got a new coach. He's opening up the offense a little bit. The question is going to be whether they can hang on to the defense with the new offense.
Obama!
Yes, that's exactly who that was. It was Obama. At the game, sitting there courtside, kibitzing with the fans.
And then he took away David Aldridge's freedoms.
Well, he should have.
Every single one of them. His freedoms be gone. Taken. Removed.
That's not a bad idea. Should have done Dave once in a while.
Just good for him?
Yeah, it's good for him.
And work on some things?
Yeah. Good morning, constitutional. Just so, take away his freedoms. David?
This is a thought here from Reggie D, who said, Terry, the game last night ended at 1 a.m. Who won the game in your dream that ended at midnight?
Was it one?
It's according to... I have to trust either one of you to fight it out, because I wouldn't know.
It's a five-hour game. There was a delay, but not much on the game. I thought it was a 7 o'clock game.
He said, all he says is, Terry, if you stayed up till midnight, you missed the last three innings.
Well, I you know what? It could have been one. It's weird. Late at night, it feels like it's a boozy haze, but it's not.
Also, great ABA player in his own right.
Yeah.
Boozy haze.
Boozy haze. Yep. And I feel that way, but I'm not.
Well, apparently you were.
Well, maybe. Well, anything's possible. Last night I was sick all night, so anything is possible.
I don't know, because
sick than a damn dog.
I was long gone, so.
Well, in the box score here on MLB.com, it says there was a 5-hour 9-minute game.
Five hour 9. Does that include the delay?
I
I think it does.
Assume they include the delay on there when they have the official time.
Okay. Just making sure.
I don't know.
It started at 7 what?
7.
No, but the first something. Pitch was later.
7 something. It was definitely before 8.
Yes.
So what's 5 hours from that? Then.
I'm bad at math. I'm bad at clock management.
I'm bad at night.
I have John Fox do all my clock management when it comes to that stuff. And you know what's happening to me now? This is really weird. Ever since I saw that Mike Freeman story that we were talking to Zach about before, Mike Freeman's story about the how many NFL players and coaches use smokeless tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Every time now, when I'm looking at a screen or I'm looking at NFL stuff, NFL Network, etc., I'm noticing it.
You know, I'm going to start doing that because I haven't really.
I hadn't really thought about it. It's like, does that ever happen to you, like when you buy a new car and then you start, like on the road, you start to just be more aware of how many people have that car or you hear a new... I used to remember this when, like a vocabulary word.
Oh, definitely that.
You'd learn a vocabulary word and then it would just sort of appear. It's like I didn't really think about it, so I wasn't looking for it. And now if you watch when NFL Network goes around and around to some of these press conferences and you see how many coaches, assistants, players, it's really striking.
I guess it's just something that I'm not used to because I'm probably not paying attention, but I will from now because if Zach says 40%, that's an extraordinary amount.
Well, Mike Freeman said the lowest estimate he got was 40%.
Well, Zach said so closer to 40 than 60. That's what he thought. And he's down on the sideline. So, I never really even thought about it before.
I didn't either. One player said it's mostly racial. White guys dip, only some of the black guys. It's also by position. Offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, fullback, biggest dippers.
The big dipper.
Okay. It happens during games.
That's it. I'll have to take a look. I mean, a lot of times, you know, when all that stuff's going on, I'm not really paying attention. You know, it's just noise.
And one NFL coach, he said, one NFL coach I spoke to called it the silent plague. He said, I don't think guys using it understand the dangers it presents.
Wow. Okay. I'll take a look because most of the time, you don't get that many close-ups of guys.
Right.
Not enough. Not enough to give you. You don't see every defensive lineman. You don't see every offensive lineman. You see them in helmet. You don't know what they're doing. Okay. They don't give you a lot of sideline stuff. I don't see a lot of guys standing on the sideline when they're all, you know, but I'll try. It is now in mind.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 from the Score Update studio. I'm Nick Szczepkowski. The Bears continue to get ready for the 4-2 Vikings on Sunday. Vic Fangio met the media at Hallis Hall today and spoke about his improving secondary.
Guys are improving. We've got some new faces back there of recent. We've got to help them more. We've got to put a little better pass rush on the passer. That's part of that equation, too. And we just, got to get closer and make a few plays on the ball. I mean, so... Part of that, him saying that's maybe because, we got nowhere to go but up. But it will happen at some point.
Noon kick Sunday. Bears trying to make it 3-4 on the year. Bulls look to try and go 2-0 tonight. They're in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. It's the Nets' home opener for the 2015-2016 campaign. World Series Game 2 tonight as well. Kansas City leads the Mets in that series 1-0 after a 14-inning win over New York last night. Johnny Cueto, Jacob DeGrom in the pitching matchup at Kauffman Stadium. Derrick Rose's rape accuser says that she wants $21.5 million from the Bulls guard. Blackhawks are off today. They'll be in Winnipeg tomorrow night. College football today. University of Minnesota head coach Jerry Kill retires effective immediately. Kill suffered 2 seizures earlier this week. He also coached at Northern Illinois and Southern Illinois universities in his past. NFL, Dez Bryant returns to the practice field today for the Cowboys, his first activities on the field since breaking his foot in middle of September. Bears Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we talked a lot with Big Cat Williams, and we discussed some ourselves about behavior on a football field, and I see that, according to this, Ratliff was rewarded by Mark Trestman last year after shoving.
Right, but then it's also believed that that's when Trestman lost the locker room.
Well,
so that forces us to ask if it's so motivating. And if this is, oh, this is just what happens among tough men, then why would it cause anybody to lose a locker room if players are motivated by anything like that? So both of those things can't be true.
Can't have it both ways.
Right,
can
you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh my God, the player saw this and then he was rewarded for it and it lost the locker room, and say, well, but not in this case when they thought it was just a motivating tactic.
Yeah, this is practice was stopped and most players went off the side while a small group of players and coaches tried to calm Ratliff down and get him to leave. It didn't work initially. Ratliff destroyed the game clock on the practice field, smashing it and kicking it. Later, he shoved an assistant coach to the ground. While all of this went on, Tressman never intervened. He just stood off to the side and watched. And this is the most incredible part, the uber-enabling part. Not only was Ratliff never punished by Tressman, he was named one of the captains the next day. The entire locker room was incredulous. Tressman justified making Ratliff a captain by saying he brought intensity, but no player bought that.
And that starts with me.
Here's an answer.
I mean,
you can't have it both ways.
I know. That's what makes me more confused. I'll try to think of it both ways because that's what we're doing here.
Well, this is the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm who heard the big cat say that it's just sort of get off my lawn with all the new rules of the league and this, it's okay. He said what Big Cat was saying was akin to the Jim Harbaugh belief that football's the last vestige of manliness. You better be ready to adjust to the environment instead of trying to change the system, even if it means shoving a coordinator. Big Cat's beliefs, then, would be part of the problem, not the solution, and that's wrong. The system as is has caused societal problems because the idiots who believe in this system drag that entitlement into general society. What Hardy did was assault, because he did it on a football field under the veil of manliness doesn't change that fact.
Oh, great.
I tried to be very clear about that. And some saying now the game ended at 12:30, so it wasn't midnight, it wasn't 1 o'clock, it was right at 12:30.
Well, okay,
all right,
midnight. I said I know I was up after midnight, that's for sure.
And yeah, we confirmed that on the Royals Twitter account. They tweeted the game was over right around 12:30.
And an answer to your other question about Daniel Murphy from Scott in Davenport, he says the chances of even facing the top three Cy Young vote getters, let alone getting a home run off each in the playoffs, is really remote, probably impossible, prior to the expansion of playoffs in 1995.
Yep.
But Terry casually mentioned it might happen in the regular season. Even that's got to be a difficult feat, given the unbalanced schedule. Imagine somebody like Paul Goldschmidt has 17 to 18 games against the Dodgers. So two or three starts against Kershaw and Greinke.
Yep.
But only sees the Cubs six times, or Arrieta at most twice. Mm-hmm. In about eight games, Goldschmidt would be expected to hit a home run against each of these pitchers. There's a better chance of getting a coherent thought out of Harold Reynolds than that. Don't underplay what Daniel Murphy did in only nine games. Actually, five, two each against Greinke and Kershaw, one against Arrieta in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Probably unprecedented. The regular season, I'm sure it's happened, but it would also be highly unlikely. And he said at the beginning of the conversation about the Dark Knight last night, Harold Reynolds had zero idea that this was a name for Batman.
Oh, my God.
When he asked for the source of the Dark Knight name, I'm sure he was totally clueless. Then again, why should this subject be different than anything else?
I didn't hear that. I was going back and forth a little bit at the beginning, just wanting to see what the Bulls were doing. But Harold's a lot to take. You know what I'm saying?
It's too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take.
I don't know why you
had the chance to hire somebody bright. After all these years of suffering with the mighty Tim McCarver, you do that. After all the time of the obvious nonsense, you had a chance, and what did you do?
Maybe they've got something in their data that shows that there is some kind of social media buzz over the fact that he's so stupid.
This turf, first year of a new surface here at the Rogers Center, is where chopped ground balls and punts go to die.
Well, and the first thing I thought about, too, Joe, there's something to be said about putting the ball in play.
Well, what are you going to say about it? You're free to say something about it because
there are plenty of times I wish I'd have done that.
You're the commentator. If there is something to be said about it,
yep, say it.
It is actually within your power at the very moment to say it.
Nope, he doesn't want to. He's too busy.
That's like the Greg Norman School of Broadcasting. Well, I'm speechless. Well, thanks. I'm speechless. Yes.
What a year for Mark Teixeira. The gluten-free Mark Teixeira.
So explain that. Gluten-free. I'm not eating any gluten at all.
That would be correct. Whether or not that makes sense is debatable.
I know. It seems to be debatable. I hear a lot of people, gluten-free.
Well, okay. I know, but
all right, good for you.
Exactly. That's sort of how I feel and enjoy. More gluten for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gluten.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Hub at 5 takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL on the Score.
The greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled, and only on the Score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Paul Barkish, Dave Wongstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays. Find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now.
855-780-6970. Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
There is a way. He didn't find it, though.
So there's something in there where you can end up not being wrong. But he found the thing that made him wrong. Because it's not easier to hit Randy Johnson. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, he makes you want to bring back McCarver. I mean, he's so bad. At least McCarver was predictably bad. Harold Reynolds could be anywhere on the map bad. You know what I mean? It's not. It could be any comment. It's not necessarily something related.
Right.
Mark Carver was some boring reference or something, but this could be anything.
Or just stating the obvious over and over again. Some of this stuff just comes from a place where it's kind of like baseball Phil Sims, but Sims is kind of, it's not quite as pernicious because he's like the equivalent of a climate change denier when he's one of these anti-stats guys who's constantly trying to flog a position that makes no sense and flies in the face of logic and science where everybody knows he's wrong. Yet he's proudly, aggressively wrong on so many things. And that's just offensive.
And they knew it and they did it anyway. I just can't quite put it together. Do you remember what they said at the time? Why?
No, and I guess it doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters either because you had to know that. So it couldn't have mattered. I mean, to me that we're done here. I'm going to move on.
And did it sound to you like the president really knew what he was talking about with the Bulls, or he was just hoping he could find a single talking point that had been put in his ear right before David Aldridge?
I think he found a single talking point to be put in his ear.
And that's fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fine by me. I don't know how much. Although, he's probably a bigger basketball fan than he is some of the other sports when he pretends to be, because he played basketball. I think he still does.
He does.
On occasion.
He still plays with, yeah.
Because the guy that in those games, I got Arnie Duncan used to play in that game, and his body guy was Reggie Love, former Duke player and a bench Duke guy. But he was just sort of the guy who would, you know, roust him out of bed in the morning and get him to work out, because otherwise, knowing the president, he'd be outside smoking.
Is he still smoking? Is he done?
I don't know.
Go out and steal a butt? I mean, I know he used to.
If he says he does it, he's probably lying. Right?
Yeah, I think he said he had a problem and he was going to quit. And I've never heard a word of it since.
And you probably wouldn't.
No, because it could be all, you know, look, a million guys have said that over the years. You know, I know this is bad for me and this is a problem, therefore I'm going to quit. Okay? Sometimes even those with a very strong will find out that they might need a little help.
Because it's an addictive drug. And that gets back to what Mike Freeman wrote about what's going on in the NFL.
Yep.
I'm going to think about that, too, because it really is. That is the worst. That thing about shoving that crap in your mouth.
Yeah, I just, I just can't, the worst. I can't fathom it. I really can't. I was not aware of it. You don't notice it because we can't see him. I mean, I don't. You don't get a lot of close-ups, and if you do, you don't get one that close.
I was around a lot of it in minor league baseball, but that was just at the very start when they were understanding how awful it was, and they were sending the speakers to come through and try to tell people not to do it. But man, it would cross-pollinate across different baseball cultures too. And you know, I think part of it in baseball is maybe it's more of just an American white guy thing that other people aren't necessarily bringing with them from their home countries.
No, I don't think they are. I think that's here.
Yeah, I think it's an American white guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson accepted.
But I think a lot of the, I think there's still, I saw this story during the season, Dell team, was it? There's still a lot of it going on, and they understand that really when you get up there, there's going to be people on your ass about not doing it. At least trying to get you to not do it. But, I mean, there's still a lot of guys that, look, you wouldn't have to talk to me very long about doing that. Because, I couldn't stand it. I tried it, and it was just got awful. I felt like I did last night. I was going to faint. It was so bad, okay? And so it was easy for me to say, right, that I'm not interested in it. But when you look at some of these guys, that guy, remember the guy with no face that was going around to all these places and talking to people about him? Remember him?
Yes.
And you get Tony Gwynn dying, and I think that's why.
It was Joe Garagiola Jr. was also involved.
Yep.
And Tony Gwynn said that that's what caused his cancer, mm-hmm. even though that was never proven.
Never proven, but it certainly seems a little odd if not. I don't know what more you need.
Now, this is again from the Mike Freeman piece. He says, the interesting part of this from the NFL side is that players I spoke to said the union and NFL have done little to curb the use of chew. They don't care, said one player. One factor that might explain some of that, a player explained to me that a higher percentage of coaches chew than players. So why do coaches use? Probably to help them stay awake, the player said, referring to the long hours the coaches keep. And Freeman said, I asked the league for comment on the apparent prevalence of dipping, and in response received a statement that is against league policy to appear in ads for tobacco products or to use any tobacco product, quote, in the playing field area or while being interviewed on television, which would seem to mean the sideline dipping is against the rules. But beyond that, it appears the league has no interest in curbing the use of something that potentially increases cancer risk. Well, then you know what? You got to rule out bacon and hot dogs, too, unfortunately.
Yeah, how about that, too?
That's been added to the list of carcinogens right alongside all this stuff. The World Health Organization has ruled, it's official, that bacon is horrible for you.
Wow.
Now that, you can do a pinch between the cheek and gum. And it gives me rich bacon flavor without lighting up.
Man, that's just the damn Who. Man, oh, man.
Not the band.
No, not the Who.
Right, no, because half of them are dead. You don't have to worry about it. There's only two of them left, so you don't have to worry about them. They're still going in some sort of incarnation.
I know.
Their rhythm section is now gone.
You see old Debbie's like, because they've been in the news because of this. There's like, what? So you're the Who?
No, it's not the Who. It's the World Health Organization. Trust me. If Pete Townsend is involved, he's not in a position to say use anything. Because that guy's used just about everything.
No, I know. I know he has.
I'm pretty sure there was a period where he had a terrible heroin problem, didn't he?
He did.
About around the time he did Empty Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were a lot of empty glasses in his wake also.
Name it. It's probably happened. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about him.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And you know who else has got real problems of things on tape? Jared Fogle.
Ooh. Well, you knew that. You knew they had him.
Oh, my God. But they have they have stuff that is just monstrous.
I know, but they don't come ripping out computers unless they've got you. That doesn't... They knew it.
But
they,
this is his...
Yeah,
actual words that you can hear him talking about, little boys and
little girls.
Crap.
Neil in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey guys, I'm overhearing your conversation here about chew.
You're not overhearing it; you're listening to it on the radio.
I'm listening.
We're trying to be secret.
Believe it or not, I'm doing some work here, and the radio's on in the background. But I've had two oral cancer surgeries, and I'll tell you what, it feels like a good idea, and it feels good, it tastes good when you're used to it. But when you're laying in that hospital bed with tubes coming out of you, you feel like a friggin' idiot about chewing tobacco.
Well, I think the question is, should the NFL Players Association want to hear from more people like you and the coaches and the entire league? Because no one has ever really talked about it. It's always been a baseball thing.
It's been a baseball, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a baseball thing, but I'm telling you, sports, everywhere in sports you do it. I was a wrestler, and it was, cutting weight. It was something to kind of have some flavor in your mouth or whatever. I'm not making any excuses for it. I'm just being honest, and I know a lot of guys who do it, and you always, it's part of it. You're young and you're invincible, and you think something's going to happen to you. And then you sit there and you have children and a life and a wife, and you're like, I'm here because of that. I'm just telling you, it's overwhelming when you start thinking about how stupid it is. It's like your chemistry changes. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you what, there's also not a whole lot more painful than oral surgeries or mouth surgeries. I've had pieces of my tongue taken off a couple times. I've been incredibly lucky, but to think that as a 12-year-old kid, I grew up because on a farm and some neighbors did it, and I thought it was cool, and all of a sudden, 30 years down the road, and you're again in a hospital after surgery, thinking miserable, thinking, what kind of a stupid idea was this?
Appreciate it, Neil. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that call very much.
Yeah,
Neil.
I hope people were listening closely to
listening
some of that
carefully.
Stuff. Because that's
or overhearing it. I hope you're listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people out there are doing these things. And
a lot of wrestlers.
We're not perfect.
Right.
I have no, I can't grab the pulpit.
No, I tried it.
I did
it a couple times because, you thought, what the hell? A Carlton Fisk is on TV telling me to do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Earl Campbell's telling me to do it. Walt Garrison's telling me to do it.
I couldn't do it. I did it once when I was 17 or 18 or whatever it was, when I was at the factory, and a guy gave me one and said, here, you better do this, because a lot of guys around here do this. You look like you're one of them. And I put it in, and oh, my God, I'm sick as hell. And
well, they knew you. Yeah, they knew you'd get sick, too. All right, 312-644-6767. Hub Arkish is next. Speaking of the Who. 312-644-6767. If you have a thought on the Bears or the NFL, a question for him, he is here to make your life better and to make you smarter and more entertained. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Bears are coming off a bye week. They're rested, relaxed. They're not going to let the pressure exceed the pleasure, and they're ready to take on the Vikings. Can they come back strong with a win? We're covering it right up to the game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.